We will continue a series of sermons through the book of 1 John from sermon outlines by Brother Thomas Holland. Today we're going to speak about brotherly love from the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 through chapter 5 verse 5. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? In today's society, love is defined many ways. A man may say, I love you, to a woman he has just met. A parent may say that they love their kids too much to discipline them. Friends may say that true love will not rebuke sin. These are not biblical applications of true love. Love is characterized much more by action than by feeling in the Bible. Jesus commanded, love one another as I have loved you, as we read in John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By God's actions, we understand what real love is all about. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We should not love only in word, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says, my little children, let us love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. What is love? Agape love is love based upon high regard or appreciation. It is a demonstration of one's love for another. Brethren are to have this type of regard for one another. John 13, verse 34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. 1 John chapter 2, verse 10 says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Phileo love is love that is based more on association. It is love for someone or something to which one is closely related. We should have familial or brotherly love toward fellow Christians. In Acts chapter 2, verse 43 through 48, it says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We are born again to love. We see both types of love in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. That's agape. See that ye love, phileo, one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. When one obeys the gospel, he enters into a new relationship with God and fellow believers. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Both types of love are a natural outcome of being born again by the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8 says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love is essential to unity. We stress unity in Christ. Truth is needed in maintaining unity. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Love is also essential to unity, as it is the driving force behind kindness, tenderness, and forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Paul explains the type of relationship we should have with each other. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says, If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my love, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He uses Christ as an example. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This was the greatest love possible. John 15, verses 13 through 15 says, Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Jesus said that others will know we are his disciples by the love, agape love, that we have for one another. We therefore must stop to analyze if this is an exciting fact or an embarrassing one. John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, again Jesus said, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Love is essential to salvation. John says that one who hates his brother is in darkness. 1 John chapter 2, verses 10 through 11 says, He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. If someone hates his brother, he is a murderer, and does not have eternal life. 1 John 3, 14 through 15 says, We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. What God's people need more than anything else is true love for God and for one another. The greatest of all commandments is to love God, and the second, to love your neighbor as yourself. Mark chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus said, And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is likened to it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is the fulfillment of the law, as we read in Romans 13, verses 9 through 10. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.